going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. All right, I really want to simplify this. We're going to play a game of Tonight I Want. Tonight I Want. Lions fans, what do you want to have happen tonight? We'll worry about how you get there. Like if you say tonight I want Shedeur Sanders, okay, fine. How do you get up to the top of the second round? We'll worry about that. We'll do all that heavy lifting. You just tell us what you want tonight out of the draft. Like for instance, Scott Anderson, without worrying about anything. Tonight I want Mike Green, edge rusher, Marshall. So I want him either to be worth the risk when everybody else passes on him and he gets to 60 and the Lions take him and everybody passes on him because of the off-the-field stuff, or I want them to move up and get Mike Green. And I go back to the original first time we did any draft preview. I said, you know, there's a player I really, really like that I think can be a good mid-round selection. Mike Green, this kid from Marshall. And we start talking about him. Then he goes to the Senior Bowl and tears it up. Then everybody starts talking about him in the first round. Next thing you know, he's a top 15 pick. You know what? There's a chance he was always a mid-round pick. There's a chance that it was all hype. It was Senior Bowl. Media started paying attention, overplaying the card. And if you're a team, if I'm an official at a team and Todd McShay calls me and says, hey, I really like this Mike Green, and I'm that guy and I don't like Mike Green, I don't tell Todd McShay that. I say, yeah, he's something. So I think Mike Green might be an example of he was a mid-round pick the whole time and is totally worth the pick at 60, but he blew up in the media and now it looks like he's dropping. And maybe he never actually rose in the first place. So tonight I want Mike Green.
I like it. I like your thinking on that. If that guy falls to 60, I think that's a pretty good area to take a risk. Yep. On a player, but I can't ignore what King has said though about this, the almighty King.
Yeah.
When it comes to the draft board, that he may not even be on the Lions draft board because of the off-field stuff. And if that's the case, so be it. But so for me, I'm going to hedge it a little bit. And I will say he or Azaraka, whoever's there, if either is there at 60, I'm excited about that. I suspect neither will be, and you're going to have to move up to get one of them. But that would be my dream scenario in the second round, is they're able to somehow get, and I'll say I value Green over Azaraka.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kang, if you had to play Tonight I Want, which is different than what you just did, although you probably want your picks to be right now because you'll be legendary.
So just so I understand this, we're throwing caution against win. Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's
right?
Fine. Yeah,
everything's
tonight
fine.
I want.
Everything's fine. Tonight I want Will Johnson. It's just the talent is too damn good.
Okay.
If everything's fine. I know that they signed Rakia Sin and they love Rake Straw still, and they have Meek Robertson and just signed a new corner in DJ Reed. But Will Johnson at one point, not very recent, he hadn't played a game since this, was like a top 5, top 10
yeah.
pick.
Yeah.
And now he also hasn't run since those mock drafts have come out.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got the turf toe, you got the hamstring,
yeah, got
and
the
now
knee.
You got a knee.
Yeah, like so. But caution against the wind if they feel that he's totally fine, Will Johnson.
All right, so who is it tonight? I want, which means don't worry about anything else. We'll do the worrying.
Do you do the third round too, or just the second round?
Just the second round.
Oh, because I had a third round.
Okay, go for it.
My third round guy is Darian Porter, cornerback from Iowa State. He's 6'3", 195 pounds, and he ran a 4.30 40-yard dash. That guy I want in the third round. He can flat out fly, and he's got great size. Like I said, 6'3", and 195, 36-inch vertical leap as well. So 3 feet straight up in the air, and he's already 6'3". That sounds nice. He's been playing college football since 1991. Actually, it's not true. Since 2019, this guy.
I was about to say since 1991. He's been playing college football since 1991.
He's a 6-year player at Iowa State.
He's a 36th year player at Iowa State.
The entire time at Iowa State, though, so he's played 64 total games at Iowa State. So, and out of those 64 games, he only had 3 interceptions, but they all came this last season. So, utilize that speed and size. I want him in the third round.
All right, Lions fans. Let's play. Tonight, I want. Who do you want out of tonight's National Football League draft? 248-539-9797. I'll play along with the third round thing. There is a player out there that I think has elite upside, and he's got a problem, and that's why he's a third round pick. But if I'm going to go third round, tonight I want, it is also a wide receiver, and I've talked about him before, and it's Savion Williams, a wide receiver from TCU. I like his size. I like his versatility. I like his run after catch. I like his ability against man coverage. He looks like a big play receiver to me. He's got this problem that comes inherent with the receiver position, that he drops the football.
Yeah, but
and that's a big one.
But he runs with the football very well.
Yep.
He's kind of a Deebo Samuel type, but with worse hands.
Yep. And now, is it a concentration issue? Is it something that they can work on and make him better at? Look, I let me put it to you like this. If he was a complete wide receiver, given his size and his speed and his versatility, and he's 6'4", 222, he wouldn't be available in the third round. I think Savion Williams is an interesting one for a third round pick. 248-539-9797. Who's the guy that you want the most tonight? By the way, a couple things have come in regarding Kang. Scott says, this is a total heat check. If he nails one of these, he's going to be hard to live with.
Oh, he's going to be hard to live with.
You guys want to do another stream tonight, if I'm right? Or
No, I really don't.
Stoney said he's in.
Yep. I'm sure he did. From I Hate Usernames on YouTube, can we get the sculptor from Dwayne Wade's statue to make Kangs? So no matter what, Kang will look like Lawrence Fishburne?
That's right.
Yeah.
Matrix.
Badass.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, Doug will think I'll look like Denzel Washington, though. So.
That's
the only actor you know.
That's it.
Yep.
You know who Lawrence Fishburne is?
I do know who Lawrence Fishburne is.
How about that?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Doug saw Boys in the Hood. He knows what's up.
Oh, yes, yeah. I did.
Furious.
Yes, I did.
Here we go.
Was that with Rocket? Was that Rocket? It was Boys in the Hood, wasn't it? Or was that Colors? That was Colors.
That was Colors.
Yeah, yeah, Rocket.
Yeah, all right.
Was Doughboy in this? Was that
yes.
Doughboy?
Yes, that was the Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Okay. And who is the running back?
It was really Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, Morris Chestnut was the actor.
I forget his...
He was going to USC, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tough scene to watch.
Speaking of football draft.
Spoiler alert.
Thoughts and prayers.
248-539-9797. Who do you want most tonight, Lions fans? And we'll do the heavy lifting for you. Because here's the other thing, and we talked about it. There could be a surprise. It could be a surprise that's still on the board at 60. What do you think, one of the biggest storylines, and we're just going to have to deal with it because it is what it is. What do you think happened with Shedeur Sanders? Why didn't he go yesterday?
I think Cleveland was smart. If they thought that they were going to take a quarterback at the top of the second round, why not go ahead and do that and get the surefire pick you can get in the top five, right? They traded back. They trade back to five, and they took Mason Graham. Was that it?
Yep.
I think it's brilliant. You got a guy you know you can plug and play right away and is a general consensus top five pick. There wasn't that general consensus with Shedeur Sanders. People's evaluations are all over the board on Shedeur. So they can roll the dice and see if he's going to be there or if it's going to be Jaxson Dart or Jalen Milroe or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did. They traded back, got more capital, and now you see they've got a couple picks in the high second round. One of them is going to be the first pick. They'll take Shedeur Sanders to start off, and then they'll take whoever else they need. Whether it's, they can end up with Will Johnson. They can end up with Mason Graham, Will Johnson, and Shedeur Sanders.
Because they have those two picks right at the start of the round.
Or if they want, maybe they end up with one of those edge rushers.
Which would be crazy because at some point that looked like they had three picks in the top 10.
Yeah.
Now,
so it, for a franchise that is desperate to find its footing.
Because they suck.
Right. It, when they made a horrific decision by trading for Deshaun Watson.
One of the worst ever.
All that draft capital, all the money they sunk into it, it was just horrible. And somehow they're going to land on their feet like a cat because of the move they made last night.
They possibly could.
I thought it was brilliant what they did. It's not so great for Shedeur. It's not a good look for Shedeur. But who cares? Go into camp, earn a spot, and win the starting job. And, you know, I know it's a money factor that you lost out on a ton of money by not being a first-round pick. But you can also reach free agency quicker than the other guys do. So just go do it.
You know, Shedeur, I saw him addressing the people at his party. And I got to tell you, I was impressed with his attitude.
I just like the guy. I think he's a hell of a quarterback.
He said, all this is going to do is add fuel to my fire. We all know this shouldn't have happened. On to bigger and better things. And, you know, I'm not surprised in that after reports got out that some of the interviews didn't go great and there aren't as many quarterback needy teams that are willing to take a chance on a guy. It isn't stunning. I didn't expect him to fall this far. I thought he was a fall candidate, but at the end of the day, he may end up in Cleveland anyway, which would be pretty crazy. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to some of the wish list for tonight as we got a whole bunch of texts on this. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, folks, huge day yesterday, and we've made it to the weekend, and Twin Peaks can't wait to start the party up with all of you. They got action-packed sports this weekend in store for you. Remember the draft, of course, the basketball and hockey playoffs, local baseball. They've even got a solid boxing match on Saturday. The second and third round of the draft is on the agenda tonight. The rest finishing up Saturday. The boxing match, Chris Eubanks facing off against Connor Benn in a highly anticipated matchup. And get this, their fathers fought each other in the ring twice in the 90s for title belts. Then follow back on Sunday as our basketball team in game four action. And you can take it all in at Twin Peaks. And the reasons why? That's easy. Hands down, the best place to watch sports. They create the game day atmosphere in a comfortable mountain lodge setting, boasting over 50 high-def TVs, the coldest beer in the state, poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees, all your favorite high-end bourbons and tequilas, and a scratch kitchen with some of the best food you can have. Haven't even gotten to the best part, which is the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. You won't want to miss any of the awesome action this weekend. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Okay, interesting responses we got here playing a little game of Tonight I Want. This is for Detroit Lions fans. Tyler, and we'll worry about how, if it's possible and how it'll happen.
Don't you worry. We'll worry.
Yeah, we'll do the worrying. Tyler writes in, Tonight I want Mike Green or Donovan Azaroku. Don't care how he has to make it happen. Make it happen, Brad, please. Okay, so, you know, I don't think there's accessibility to them at the top of this round without paying a hefty price, and I'm not convinced that Brad Holmes would want to do that because I think you're talking about a future second and probably your third rounder to move up to the top of the second round. But if those guys, and I could totally see one of them still being on the board in the mid-40s. I don't expect it, but I could totally see them being on the board in the mid-40s, mid to late 40s. Could they move up that far to get a Donovan Azaroku or a Mike Green? Yeah, That's a feasible trade that won't be too costly.
I would agree. I would agree, and I would gladly help along Brad Holmes in making that. Make it happen, Brad.
You're encouraging this move.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Next one. Unnamed texter. Tonight, I want Landon Jackson and Tate Ratledge. Can they get them both? Landon Jackson, the edge rusher from Arkansas, and Tate Ratledge, the guard out of Georgia. Of the available players, you want to know where they're ranked?
Yes, Doug, I do.
Okay, thank you. Landon Jackson's ranked 33 on ESPN's big board.
Okay.
Tate Ratledge is ranked 40. So one of them is, they're both projected. Like, if not that everybody's going to go in the order they are.
Of course, right.
But those are both third round numbers. It's possible.
No, it's definitely possible. I mean, you're hoping that you start to see a run on certain players, right? Run on wide receivers.
Yeah.
Run on tight ends, something like that. So that these guys are available.
And I think both those things are going to happen tonight. I think you're going to see a lot of wide receivers and tight ends go in the second round.
I think you can too.
Josiah in Detroit writes in, tonight I want Will Johnson. Picture him, Rakestraw, and Terrion Arnold plus our safeties. No fly zone for years. So, it's really interesting. One thing that we can kind of get caught up in here, everybody loves the quarterback sack. Everybody loves, and that's all part of pass defense, right?
Yep.
There are other ways to be great as a pass defense.
Yes.
A secondary with a healthy Will Johnson, Terrion Arnold, and Ennis Rakestraw feels like that could be a core group that's together for 8 to 10 years.
With Branch and...
Branch and Kirby Joseph. I can see why Josiah in Detroit would want that. Well, is there any chance that Will Johnson's on the board at 60? That feels awfully unlikely. It feels like if it's an injury concern, somebody's going to take a chance.
Yeah, I think somebody would. And that's the big concern, right, is it's injuries. And you already have a banged up corner, and he hasn't even played a down in the NFL, where it's much it's faster, it's more physical. And that's where I'm nervous about Will Johnson, is it's not just the turf toe, which is something that'll linger for his career. It's not just that he had a hammy. Now they're talking a knee injury. You know, I don't know if it's, hopefully it's not all the same leg, but good God, that's a lot to endure in one off season. And when he shut it down last year, halfway through the season. So when is he going to be fully healthy? I don't know. And with turf toe, you feel like you're never fully healthy. Hamstrings linger too. I don't like lingering injuries. I don't like seeing that. I'd feel better if he broke his leg, honestly, you know?
Yeah.
But he can absolutely recover from it. But can he stay healthy? That's the other part. Okay, yeah, it's going to take some time before he's 100%, but can he stay healthy once he is healthy? That's the chance you take.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Tonight I want, from Matt on the road in Dearborn, tonight I want Landon Jackson, whatever it takes. So again, we just said Landon Jackson's the 33rd best prospect available on ESPN's list.
He might be there at 60.
He could totally be there at 60. I suspect when you move up for someone, that means one of two things. Either A, he's so good you can't pass on him, or B, he's the last at a position that you want. Like, you have your bucket of second round edge rushers you want. And if bang, all of a sudden, as Raku, Mike Green, Nick Scorton are all off the board, and all you have left of the players you covet is Landon Jackson, you're like, we got to move up.
Can't lose him.
Lose him, because otherwise we're caught with our pants down here a little bit.
Which I think is what happened with Brad Holmes.
With
Tyleek Williams. I think that's why he made the Tyleek Williams selection there. Like, I'm not going to wait around. I'm not going to trade back and risk losing him. I got to get him. I'm staying here and I'm taking him. Because he said he was nervous. He was really nervous at 26 when Atlanta's on the clock and he thinks that they need a defensive tackle.
Yep.
So he breathed a huge sigh of relief when they selected James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't going to waste any more time. Let's make that pick when we get to it.
Marlon in Wald Lake writes in, If the Lions get Donovan Azaruku, edge rusher, Boston College, and Kyle Williams, wide receiver, Washington State, I will be so happy. People will think I hit the lottery. That's my dream scenario, walking away with those two guys. Okay, so how do you get Azaruku? I don't know how you get Azaruku and Kyle Williams. Azaruku is one of the most coveted players on day two. Kyle Williams could be a third-round pick. To move up to get Azaruku, I don't know how it doesn't cost you the third-round pick that you have. So this would be a very difficult thing to pull off. It might be a future uncomfortable pick. I don't know if I'd give up a future one for Azaruku. He'd have to really drop.
I wouldn't
be able to pull off this one, too. Yeah, I mean,
you had your opportunity to draft him last night if you wanted to do that.
This would be a hard pairing to pull. Marlon, I'm not sure it's possible because Kyle Williams is a likely third round selection. But to get to Azaruku, I feel like you have to trade that third round selection. All right, what do we got here? I want and need Jalen Milroe. He will have 99 speed on Madden and be fun to use in Madden. The Lions need Jalen Milroe. Imagine a read option with Gibbs and Milroe in Madden.
Sorry, is this person calling from New York?
Is this person care about the Lions or he just wants to play Madden?
Go play Madden, my friend.
Yeah.
You can draft him in Madden. I want nothing to do with Jalen Milroe. I think because the Lions don't need a quarterback at this point. But I like Jalen Milroe as a talent. I think that what he does with his feet, he's so fast and he's so big and he's got such a great attitude too. There's a lot to like, but he's a work in progress when it comes to passing. He's got arm talent. And if he's able to sit behind and learn on the sidelines for a year or two, I think you can get incredible dividends with it.
Tony writes in, tonight I want Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, wide receiver. This is the round where we go get our ex receiver. A lot of love for him. Who is it that had him going to the Lions? One of the mock drafts, Nolan Bianchi. Does that sound right? Higgins, and that was at 28. Higgins is probably the number one receiver on the board tonight. Him, Luther Burden. It might be Luther Burden. My correction. But we got Kyle Williams mentioned. He is a big play threat. Jaden Higgins, in the last two seasons at Iowa State, 140 receptions, 2,166 yards, 15 touchdowns. And then killed it at the combine. So Jaden Higgins would be one heck. You might have to move up for him, but if you want him, and if Tony M wants him, trade up, little trade up, give him your third round pick, go get Jaden Higgins.
A lot to like. Big guy, 6'4", 215, 447, 40. A lot to like there.
Draft doesn't end tonight. There will be more picks made on Saturday. Is there a sleeper that you think will be available Saturday that you think is better than the scouts do? We'll get to that today at 1:35 here on Carson Anderson. And more of your picks for tonight, I want. We'll worry about how you get them. You just tell us who you want the most tonight. When the Lions are on the clock at 60 or 102, or you want to see a move, it is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is where you get green, you stay green with Natural Way. You want that green lawn all summer long? You got to call Natural Way. They're going to help you out. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time, you purchase the full lawn program. You get free grub control, but you got to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97.1 The Ticket. Look, we're getting warm weather again, right? That means the weeds are coming out. Weeds are no good. You know what's really no good? Dandelions. Why? They rob your lawn of water and nutrients. They're filthy, filthy criminals. Stop dandelions before they get to seed. Plus, it's not too late to treat for crabgrass. We know about crabgrass. As you see it in the summertime, it is too late. But right now, it's not. Call now for that beautiful weed-free lawn this summer. There's no runaround with Natural Way. They know exactly what they're doing. They tailor specifically for your lawn using high-quality products, high-quality expertise. It's a locally owned company for over 35 years. It's a company that I've trusted in my house in almost a dozen years now. Michigan-owned, Michigan employees, Michigan families. Keep the money right here in Michigan with a company that's involved in local charities. Love Natural Way. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From Scott, tonight I want a chicken sandwich, Landon Jackson, and Cam Scatabo.
Oh.
Haven't heard his name come up yet.
What do you make of that top 30 visit? I found it kind of strange.
Because
they brought him in.
Scatabo?
Yeah.
I think that's a late round guy that they would love in a later round.
That's a Dan Campbell player.
I know, but okay, so we clearly have Gibbs, Montgomery. Yeah, my boy, the truth, Vaki. And they seem to really like Jamar Jefferson.
That's it. I
know.
That's it.
I know.
He's protecting his boy.
I was absolutely picking up.
He's protecting his boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that Cam visit.
I think Vaki's fine. I think he's going to stick around here. But how much longer do they have?
They have Craig Reynolds, too, by the way.
How much longer do they have Montgomery for?
They just extended him, right?
For what, 2 years? I figured it was two or three.
But. Yeah, they're always looking for the cheap. Who's the cheap next guy?
You know, and if that means that, hey, Craig Reynolds, thank you, or Jamar Jefferson, thank you. Okay.
Yep.
When you watch Scatabo play, you can't ignore him. He's the focal point.
Yep.
When that guy was that never give up attitude, he screams Dan Campbell player. I totally understand that.
All right, tell us who you want tonight. As far as the draft doesn't end tonight. There are rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 tomorrow, and it moves rapidly, and I don't know how many people sit down and buckle up for the whole thing. But it is fun to watch on those days. And the Lions have picks still to come. They have 4 picks on Saturday, and 1 in round 4, 1 in round 6, 2 in round 7. There's a player out there that I like a lot more than the experts do, a lot more than, I guess I was just surprised to see that he's a borderline, I don't know if he's going to get drafted, but he impressed me. He stood out when I saw him with my own eyes. He stood out in the college football playoff, and that is defensive tackle CJ West from Indiana. Here's his line against Notre Dame in the college football playoffs from the defensive tackle spot. Six tackles, 2 TFLs, 2 solos, 4 assists. He had TFLs against Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan in consecutive weeks. He's a transfer from Kent State, spent 4 years at Kent State and the 1 year at Indiana. He's played big-time competition and made some plays. They played Georgia. They played Oklahoma. They played Washington when he was at Kent State. And it feels to me like he was, you know, he was the guy on Kent State's defense that was a problem. Just kind of a late getting on the radar late with the 1 year at Indiana. And even at Indiana, he probably spent half the years doing it in anonymity. Now I'm sure the pro scouts are aware of him. I'm not sure if the Lions would double tap with CJ West and go with another defensive tackle, but I've been surprised to see him projected as a 6th or 7th rounder. I thought he was a solid mid round pick or even higher, but Scott Anderson, that would be my guy for Saturday that I would like to see have his name called by the Honolulu Blue and Silver.
I will give you a name. For me, it's a wide receiver, and it's somebody else that we have a little familiarity here because he played in the Big Ten, and that is wide receiver from Maryland, Ty Felton.
Ooh.
Ty Felton is a guy who's gifted with great speed, 4.37, I think, in the 40-yard dash. He's 6'1". He's had some monster games in his career. I remember him just eating up Michigan State. He had 11 receptions for 152 yards against Michigan State. Here's what he started the season with. 7 for 178, 11 for 152, 9 for 117, and 14 for 157 against Connecticut, Michigan State, Virginia, and Villanova. Now, the rest of the season, he only had one other 100-yard game. It was at Minnesota. He had 72 yards and 7 receptions against Oregon. He's a burner. And he catches the football, and he jumps 40 inches straight up in the air. Got to like all these attributes. If you're going to take a wide receiver, I want somebody that's got that size-speed combo that he does, and you can perhaps get him later in the draft, maybe fifth round, sixth round, somewhere in that range.
Kang, I feel like you've already done this, but is there a player? I mean, is it Thomas the Tank?
Well, obviously, Thomas the Tank Perry and Isaac Tesla. Those are two guys. The thing about Tesla is he's a big receiver, Gator. His athleticism score is very high. I think he might have even had the best athleticism score at the combine for receivers this year. He's 6'4". He's actually local. He played at Hillsdale before he transferred to Arkansas.
It's from Hudsonville, Michigan.
Yeah. So I think I probably like him more than most. I think Brad Holmes might like him more than most, as I was kind of predicting. He might be one of the reach guys that we see in round three today or maybe later in the draft. And then Thomas Perry, no one knows who this kid is. He's a D3 guy, but he was at the East-West game where he showed out. He did do UConn's pro day where 30 out of the 32 teams were there. So he might not just be on the Lions radar, but some other radars. But yeah, those two guys probably I like more than probably most.
Okay. We got a text here from one of our colleagues who was at the Piston game last night. And I want to know what people think of this. Jeff Rieger, a reporter, texted us the following. Was talking to New York media yesterday, and they were floored with how Detroit treated Jalen Brunson. They said he's never received a reaction like that anywhere else. Even last year when New York was in Philly, it was nowhere close to last night. They said they thought the Piston fans would have gone after Karl-Anthony Towns more. Multiple media members used the word stunned. Okay, so we did go after Jalen Brunson. Every time he had the basketball, he got booed. The flopping in game two was out of control. Then he poked Tim Hardaway in the eye.
Right in the eye. Tried to snatch that eye out.
That was a pro wrestling move, wasn't it?
Roddy Piper used to do it all the time. All the time, referee wasn't looking. Just killed the momentum of the other wrestler. I saw it happen in Kill Bill 2.
You're a veteran of this move. You know this move. You've seen this move.
Why do you think I wear glasses?
Are we over the top here with Jalen Brunson? Or, I don't know, the fact that nobody's got the vitriol towards him like we have?
Just sounds like New York is a little precious.
Aww.
I didn't know. Oh, you mean, are they making fun? Are they attacking our guy? Why?
Wow.
What did he do?
Wow.
Where? How about instead of that, how about this? Ben Stiller. Familiar with Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
Super fan of the Knicks?
Yeah.
Was at the game last night in Detroit?
Yep.
He tweeted this out in relation, it was a reply to somebody else's tweet about Jalen Brunson, you know, kind of walking towards the bench, holding his hand to the ear, and the crowd was silent. They were just, because what are you going to say? They lost, right?
Yeah.
Ben Stiller said, incredible energy and volume in that arena, and so quiet whenever Knicks would score. The fans of Detroit are locked in. Never heard it so loud as when they were in the lead. Knicks were able to stay ahead most of the game. Was so important to keep the crowd noise down. I mean, Ben Stiller is even acknowledging that crowd was great last night. Incredible energy, he said.
That's cool. I thought you were going to, I was scared you were going to read something that made me dislike Ben Stiller because I'm a huge Ben Stiller fan. But that's showing us our respect.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of this fan base has been dormant for so long, waiting for something to erupt them and wake them up. And then you combine that with the fact that Brunson had like an all-time foul-baiting game, right? Like, he does that, yeah, that's the style he plays. But, I mean, I felt it was worse, like the worst of his career in game two. And then you pile that on with the fact that he just poked Tim Hardaway in the eye, like it looked like on purpose the way he did it because his fingers were pointing
towards. It on purpose.
Yeah, and as Gator knows in the fight game, you have to have your fingers pointing up, not towards the fighter, right? And he was towards Hardaway's eyes. All that, and the crowd was ready with their thank you Brunson chants, but not thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brunson. No, that wasn't
the same thing. I don't think it's thank you. What are they chanting there? What is that?
That's what I told my daughter, at least. They're saying thank you, honey. It's
thank
okay.
That doesn't sound like thank you.
So here's the thing, though. The crowd was ready to go nuts, and they did go nuts, but it actually could have been better because the Pistons got off to a super slow start. Yeah. You got to give the crowd something to continue to cheer about, and that's where I think the Pistons let the fans down, at least to start that game. But the comebacks, they gave them more, you know, but...
we absolutely killed Brunson last night. I mean, killed him. And it's so... it's a credit to him that he had a good game. I hate to say it. But he also didn't foul bait. When he didn't do the annoying flop crap and actually got his teammates involved, he's much more valuable to his team. Plus, he hit a bunch of free throws at the end.
Forgot about that. The bad beat for anybody that would have taken the under on the 29.5 points scoring in the game.
Oh, we had a bad beat?
There was a bad beat, apparently.
It's fouled with 1.5 seconds to go. They could have inbounded it to anybody. We were just, he remember the trip down before.
But he missed the second on purpose.
No. He was at 28. He was at the total was 29.5. He was at 28 and he missed the first free throw. And this was like 7 seconds ago, 6.5 seconds ago. And I'm rejoicing. Like, I'm like, yeah, the under's going to hit. He hits the second one, 29. I'm like, it's all right. I got 29.5.
That's why he
gets the
hook.
Pistons go down. And Tobias hits a three and cuts it to a 1-point game. They quickly inbound it to Brunson. And they foul him with 1.5 seconds to go. Like, are you kidding me? Maybe it was 0.5
seconds.
It was
0.5 because that's when they got the ball and it wasn't
unbelievable.
Center, but yeah. And then they.
One of the listeners, I'm not going to do this, but one of the listeners said Doug should say at the end of the show, treat everyone with respect except Jalen Brunson. F that guy.
You've already said it.
No, I'm not going to say that on the air.
Not again.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, you trust CGC for top quality Connecticut water systems. Now trust them for your plumbing too. April showers bring flooded basement. Keep yours dry with CGC water treatment and plumbing. Right now, save 10% off a new Zoeller sump pump. Need backflow testing. CGC's got you covered. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Remember, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Do not be the filter. Call your authorized independent Connecticut dealer today, 855-339-4242, or visit cgcwater.com. All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Just for the record, Kang, someone in my household completely is on board with you. My 17-year-old said during the game last night, Cameron Payne is an eyesore. And did you see the spittle?
No, I didn't.
I feel like I'm the only one that saw that. He was yelling at a ref and he like spit all over his beard. It was disgusting.
Ew.
Other people saw that, right? I wasn't so many beers in that I made that up, was I?
How many shoot the boost did you do last night?
Just one. Just the one.
And he did it with a shandy.
I did. Somebody else had to see the spittle, right? That was disgusting. It wasn't just a little bit of spit. He spit all over his own beard. At least he didn't spit on the ref.
That's so gross.
Oh, yeah.
That's really gross.
It was nasty.
Yeah, there's a professional wrestler that does that. Kenny, you know Jay White? Jay White gets spittle after the matches when it's the most disgusting. It's like this thick, foamy spit that gets stuck in his beard. It's disgusting.
I mean, at least that's by accident a lot of the times. Because do you remember Carlito when he would spit apples in people's faces?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and last night, the other thing is...
Doug remembers.
I was like the only one on our broadcast. I'm like, did anybody else see that? And nobody did.
You kept asking about last night. I was watching it.
Was it during the brush-up with... was it Schroeder or... Yeah, I think he got into it with Schroeder.
Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, 248-539-9797. Eyesore. Dan in Ann Arbor, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Scott, Doug, Kang. How you guys doing?
We're great.
Thanks for the draft show, Doug. It was interesting how you froze right as you were finishing the beer and out of that A6 G20. What vintage A6 was that? I don't recall.
It was actually a Nike, but yes, it was kind of ironic that I was having internet problems. I went back and watched the YouTube feed and was glad to see that the majority of the shoot the boot effort made it, but it did freeze right at the end.
Did you throw the shoe out right away?
Cut it loose with the inappropriate words. That's like how I would talk when I would come back from deployments, honestly. Every other word, it was interesting. Yeah. Very different from when you guys are on the radio.
Yeah, that's true.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Dude, do the Lions get Jared Wilson from Georgia? Does he go down that far or not, center? I mean, that would be a dream for me. I think that would be a good put them in a good position.
That's your tonight I want guy?
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. They could get him. ESPN's got him going 52 to Seattle, and I think The Athletic had him in the early third round. So it sounds like he very well could be there for them at 60.
You read he has such limited playing experience but a high ceiling that – I feel like, and with where the Lions are at with Frank Ragnow running his tread down, I think he is a good fit for this team at this moment.
I don't think you're wrong. And I mean, the only problem with taking him in the second round is that means you don't take an edge rusher. And if the edge rusher isn't there, and by that I mean if it's not worth it, if they don't see a guy that's worth it, then don't take him. Don't force it. But that would probably be
the
only
drawback.
How do the
Lions do with Za'Darius Smith signing him? And, you know, I feel like edge rushers are now – they've got the NFL market captive. You can get them at the trade deadline. We have a great edge rusher, and we have others that can fill the back end. But these interior linemen, I think, can be got in the draft at the best value.
Well, their pass rush isn't completely screwed if they don't add somebody else. What they're rolling the dice, and it's a substantial roll of the dice on Marcus Davenport. Here's the thing about Marcus Davenport. Most of you haven't seen him. We were at practice last year. You talk about a guy that looks the part. My God, does he look the part.
He's a massive human.
And, you know, you don't need to be elite on that side of the on the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson to still be very effective. But you do need to be healthy. And they seem to be willing to take that risk. I mean, there's some people that never would have taken Jameson Williams because he had that injury in college. And sometimes you take a risk, and sometimes it's worth it, and sometimes it's not.
Look, Davenport, when he's healthy, is productive. He's good. But he hasn't been able to stay healthy in his NFL career, which is why the contract the Lions gave him is a brilliant contract, because it only rewards him if he's playing.
Yep.
It's based pretty much, you know, game-by-game basis there. I still think the Lions will go out and get an edge rusher in this draft, and probably tonight. And they could make a splash. If they really wanted to make a splash, they can make a splash and get one of those guys that had first round grades by lots of the services out there and the pundits and whomever. If they want to make a splash, they can go do that. But it's going to cost them something to do it, because I don't think either of those guys, Azaraku or Mike Green, are going to be available at 60. I'm not sure if either are going to be available at 40, to be honest with you. But we'll watch with bated breath to see if it's possible.
People are confirming on Ticket Text, Doug, that spittle was observed by many.
Okay, good.
You're not the only one.
It was so disgusting.
He looks like when you go to a fair and they draw like a fake cartoon version of you, but he's like actually walking around. Like
he's
that.
A caricature.
Yeah, he is. That's what he looks like. God, he's been. I told you that guy's bothered me since he's entered the league, Doug.
Yep. Well, they were. You were the one that showed me highlights of him doing. Who was he? He had the dance with who?
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, you don't do anything, bro. Why are you doing a dance with one of the best players in the league?
God, he does it on the bench with the Knicks. Everywhere he goes, he does it. It's terrible. Yeah. Did you guys also, I know you guys were doing the draft coverage on the stream, when there was that Paul Reed, Mitchell Robinson, and then Cat, you know, dust up in the middle, and then they had to break it up, and then the camera panned immediately to Isaiah Stewart. Like, this guy's going to come off the bench or something and, like, start fighting? Come on.
That's funny.
It was like, talk about wrestling, Gator. They go right to the...
Just relax. You know?
Yeah. We welcome in Rico Beard. Again, we had him on last night and loved it. Thank you for being with us, Rico. It was fun.
Well, no. Thank you, Doug, for inviting me into your home and...
And vice versa.
And hanging out with Gator and the guitars.
We all agree. It looked like Kang was doing the show from his bathroom, didn't it?
Yeah, and then he came back with a cigar, and it's like, Kang, we can't hear you. But you know what? He was in his moment.
He was.
I just didn't want to let him know, we can't hear you gloating right now.
Yeah, he
you
gloated.
If you deciding the recipe for lemonade, we wouldn't know.
No, but hey, it was fun, and we appreciate you and Mike and everybody at the station being part of it. How are you today?
I am great because I'm still laughing because it's one of those, if you know, you know. John Jansen had the line of the night last night. So
Which line was that?
When I asked him, like, his partner, like, oh, you don't have to go to sleep? Because, like, Cookies left.
Oh, God. And what he said about Cookies.
And I was just like, you know what? Good night, everybody. We're done. Enjoy the draft.
Yep. In not so many words, he called Cookies soft.
A cat enthusiast.
And it was.
Yeah, he's got a catio.
It was, you know what we got? We got locker room John Jansen last night for that brief moment in time.
We got locker room everybody last night.
Yeah. But you're right. Although I did like when I said something at Irritate Gator and he just looked into the camera and said, blank you, Doug, or blank off, Doug, or whatever it was. It was funny.
Can you start doing that for your show?
Yeah. I mean,
I would want the show to continue.
Yeah, it would be one of our last shows.
Think about it. It'd be an epic way to go out.
Yeah, and our days are numbered anyway. So,
you know what? Today, we're not going to be respectful.
No, we're not. All right, what do you guys got planned coming
Pistons,
up?
Pistons, draft, and, you know, a fifth year option of two players.
Yep. Hey, you guys have a great show, and everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. Even Jalen Brunson.
Thank you, Brunson.
97.1 The Ticket.